everyone, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Lid Publishing's podcast, Lid Radio. My name is Miro, and I will be your host for today's show. With me today is the author of Revolution in a Heartbeat, Matt Stevens. How are you today, Matt?
Very well, thank you.
It's great to have you here on the podcast. And for those listening, Matt is the author of Revolution in a Heartbeat and founder of Quest Agency, a leading consultancy that specializes in employee engagement. And without further delay, let's just get into today's podcast. And my first question for you, Matt, is what inspired you to write Revolution in a Heartbeat?
Well, you know what, Myra? I was a head of internal communications in a number of large corporate organizations, global organizations. And so I was constantly coming into contact with the annual engagement survey. And that's basically where once a year you ask employees hundreds, maybe sometimes less, but lots and lots of questions around lots of different topics. And what would happen is we would spend about 3 months getting everyone ready for this annual engagement survey. So we would be putting out communications and messages and saying to them, listen, the annual engagement survey is on the way. Get prepared. Get ready. We need you to fill it in. And then there'd be like a month where a window where it was the annual engagement survey was open and people would fill it in. And then we would say to everyone, now wait 3 months because it's all got to be collated and we've got to work out what everyone said. And then about 3 to 4 months later, we would go back and say, right, here's what you've said and here's what we're going to do about it. So the whole process, right, was about 6 months. And in the UK, there is a nursery rhyme called The Grand Old Duke of York. And, you know, this whole process reminded me a little bit of that. It's like the Grand Old Duke of York, he had 10,000 men. He marched them up to the top of the hill and he marched them back again. And when they were up, they were up. And when they were down, they were down. And when they were halfway up, they were neither up nor down. And it felt like that with the annual engagement survey, that we were kind of marching people up this hill. The survey's coming, the survey's coming. Right. Then we'd march them down the hill. You got to wait, you got to wait, you got to wait. And then we'd march them back up the hill. The survey results are here 6 months later. Let's do something with them. It was kind of madness, really, as I look back. And so for me, why did I write Revolution in a Heartbeat? Because I think there's a better way. I think there's a better way to go out there. And really, if I'm honest, I was quite frustrated with the approach to listening and involving our employees in big topics. I felt that the annual engagement survey was outdated. I felt it was almost a 19th century approach still being used in the 21st century. And I wanted a much more participant, employee-led approach. So that's why I came up with Heartbeat. And then the Revolution of Heartbeat really is written to help people understand the journey I've gone on, the principles that we're using in Heartbeat. But why didn't that really, what we're seeing happening in the industry and why we need to change the old way and go with a much different and new approach?
And employee engagement seems to be one of the hottest topics when it comes to HR management currently. Was that your perhaps key incentive in creating Heartbeat and the book?
Well, look, my key incentive was really around the employee experience and how do we listen to and involve employees in the kind of business life cycle. So my background very much is around how do we help employees give them their best selves at work, because ultimately that drives the business forward. And when the business is driving forward, profits are up. Obviously then there's more money in the business can grow, wages grow and all the rest. It's a really good virtuous circle. But it starts for me actually with the employee. But at the heart of that is how do you engage them in kind of their job and bringing their best selves to work more of the time. So that was really what had driven me into creating Heartbeat. And then as I say, as I looked at what was out there, I was deeply depressed by the quality of how we're listening and understanding engagement. And partly for me, that's because emotion is at the heart of engagement. And as I look out there, and as I looked out there a few years ago, I didn't see anyone really measuring and understanding emotion within the engagement space. And that was really a big incentive to me to create Heartbeat.
Now, can you tell us a bit about your framework? How can you help companies understand their employees in order for them to lead better performance?
Yeah, that's a good challenge. So I kind of started to touch on it, which is I believe that how people feel drives their behavior and how productive they are and how engaged they are. So it all starts with understanding how people are feeling. And you know, there's been a lot about what people are thinking, but for me, it starts with how people are feeling. That's such a driver of our behavior and our engagement levels. And then if you're going to understand how they feel, you've then got to understand why they feel the way they do. So every survey that we do at Heartbeat starts with two questions. How do you feel and why? So it could be, how do you feel after being at the leadership event? How do you feel after being at the town hall? How do you feel about our purpose? How do you feel about the results we just got? And then it always goes to why. And the why is critical as well, because it shows us what they're focused on. What are employees focused on that's causing them to feel the way they do? And that really simple but very powerful model is kind of the heart of our framework. And that allows us then to understand how engaged people are, why they're engaged or disengaged. And it's all in real time. And that's kind of one of the other key pieces of our framework, is that our surveys happen in real time. So at the event, when the results have come out, whilst there's some changes going on in the organization, it's not something we do annually. It's something that's ongoing. There's a rhythm to our surveys. And they can be about multiple different things, as I say, events, culture change, values, leadership, or just general engagement and alignment questions. So in the real time. And then a kind of a final piece about the framework is, what's really critical to us is transparency. So right now, if you introduce to someone new, you could go onto their LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and actually you would see that their life is pretty transparent. They would be sharing what they're doing and what they're up to. And yet you come into the workplace and you have this annual engagement survey or this survey, and it's totally not transparent. You don't see the results for months. We've just had a general election in the UK, and you know, we found out the results within 6 hours. Yeah. At the same time, leaders and all the voters. But in the corporate world, we do surveys and people don't find out for months. And that, to me, seemed madness. So they're real time and they're totally transparent. So what that means is employees get to see the results at the same time as leaders, as they're happening, not weeks or months later, but actually as they're happening.
Yeah, and I think going back to what you said at the beginning of the question, I think the most important question you can ask someone in order to realize why they feel a certain way is, tell me more. It's a very simple question, but a very effective one, I would say. And going forward, so as a leading expert in employee engagement, do you think enough companies are understanding the importance of emotions?
Well, truthfully, there are two answers to that, yes and no. So we created Heartbeat 3 years ago. And when we first started going to corporate companies and talking about this, you know, I remember going to one really large global bank and we were talking about Heartbeat and its power, what it could do. And I remember it was a guy in a gray suit, happened to be, and he looked across him and he said, "And why do I want to know how they feel?" Right. And it kind of, you know, it summed up what we were hearing from some of the large corporates. It was like, why, you know, that we'd have to do something with it, you know, and that's awful. When I responded to him, I said, because they're feeling that whether you know it or not, the downside right now is you don't even know it. So they could be disengaged, frustrated, irritated, annoyed, and you've no idea. But with Heartbeat, you can find out really easily, quickly. So rather than the disengagement happening because they feel a negative emotion, and you not knowing about it, now you can know about it, deal with it in real time. So we still come across some who, you know, the transparency in the real time and the kind of whole emotion piece is still a bit nervy for them. But honestly, we're seeing a lot of change. So over the 3 years, I've just come from a massive construction company, global construction company, and they want to get involved with Heartbeat. They've come to us and they're asking us. So we're seeing people really get much more into this, get more aware of it, understand emotions matter in the workplace, understand that measuring it and being aware of it is important. So yeah, it's definitely changing, and we're excited to play a really small part in that. There are obviously others out there doing the same thing, and Daniel Goldman's done a lot on his piece about EQ and understanding emotion, the importance of empathy at work. So, you know, there's some great, big, huge names out there doing some brilliant things. And in our own little small way, we're trying to bring this more and more to the agenda of corporates.
Now, I'd like to talk about a topic which seems to be omnipresent when it comes to corporate work, and that is the EQ versus IQ discussion. Now, yeah. For me personally, I'm quite a balance and all things person, so I believe everything has its place, and I think both are very important. But I'd be very interested to know, what is your take on this debate?
Look, I think it's a critical debate. Again, the world I'm in, big corporate companies, charities, SMEs, you know, I would say often IQ in the past has been put ahead of EQ, but I now find that people are realizing that IQ without EQ can mean you're doomed.
And what
do I mean by EQ? For me, it's the ability to sense, understand, and effectively apply the power and acumen of emotions to facilitate high levels of collaboration and productivity. So it's not an end in itself. It's actually about it's leading to higher levels of collaboration and productivity. And I think sometimes people get a bit nervous that EQ is a bit fluffy, a bit woolly, a bit soft. But as IQ, I can understand it's about people's intelligence, you know. Whereas what is EQ? But for, it's, as I say, it's that kind of sensing and understanding and applying the emotions to facilitate this collaboration and productivity. And what I feel is that if you look at the best leaders, they actually combine the two together. They tend to be pretty intelligent men and women, but they also have high levels of EQ. They have good empathy. They're good. You think about the best leaders, right? They're good at motivating people. They have good self-esteem because that's important because they're going to get knocks and they need to know how to pick themselves up and crack and get on again. They're going to have good empathy. In other words, they can understand how people are feeling. They're going to have strong levels of commitment because actually EQ is about how good you are at committing to things. They're going to be good at decision making. They're going to have high awareness. And again, you think of the worst kind of managers and leaders. They're people who don't know how to motivate people. They don't think about the individual and how do I get the best out of them. They have low self-esteem. So when they hit barriers and challenges, they tend to give up. They're not good at decision making. They often prevaricate and take ages to make decisions. And they have low awareness, which means they're not aware of what's going on around them and how their people are feeling. So to me, it's never one or the other. It is both. And I think we're starting to see people recognize that. But I would just say as well, there is another one that's kind of coming into view, which is SQ. And, you know, we're quite a believer in that. And actually within Heartbeat, we're looking at how you kind of even measure some of that SQ, which is, you know, intelligence beyond the six senses. And if you look at, again, what's going on in big organizations, they're starting to talk about mindfulness and meditation, and kind of having rooms and space dedicated to that, which is fantastic. We would absolutely believe there's a space and place for that as well. Almost like a renewal of you. And we know that we're at our best where we have sometimes some space and time to kind of get ourselves back to being the best, our best self. So, yeah.
Do you think that perhaps with the advance of, the science and the research when it comes to EQ and now IQ and everything that we just talked about, do you perhaps think that emotional analytics is going to be part of the future at work?
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think everyone's understanding that emotions drive the employee experience. And it's really interesting because if you look at what's going on in the consumer world, the kind of rise of emotional analytics is happening very strongly. So trying to understand the emotional resonance and the emotionality is a new word that people are now talking about that your products cause. Well, I don't see any difference then when you come into your job, that actually the employee experience needs to be measured from an emotional impact. So understanding if you've engaged people on an emotional level, analyzing the mood and emotionally engaging people is what emotional analytics is all about. And yeah, I mean, that is absolutely the future. More and more as kind of this generation comes through and the one behind it, the kind of being more emotional and being willing to show more of your emotion is just kind of taken as read, you know, it's kind of the norm. And I think the more we can tap into that, understand it, measure it, analyze it, and understand its impact, we will see more productive, more healthy, faster growing companies.
In your experience, what is the most popular emotion which leads to better engagement?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, actually, because so we've done thousands upon thousands of surveys through Heartbeat with multiple tens and tens of clients. And we do a lot of research internally, as you'd imagine, on this very question. And the number one emotion that we can link and show is causing the highest levels of engagement is for someone to feel valued.
Right.
And it's really interesting because actually you think about that just for a moment and it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? That I think human beings, we're all looking to be valued, that someone values who we are, what we do and how we do it. And so we can now prove through our surveys and through the research we've done that actually to feel valued, it really causes high levels of engagement.
Now, I'd like to talk a bit about the book. How will Revolution in a Heartbeat actually help companies achieve their goals?
Well, I think three ways. I think the first is that it helped them. The book will hopefully help people to recognize the importance of emotion in the whole kind of employee engagement, employee experience space. And that's really why I wrote it in many ways, was to kind of just get it into, you know, book form, that this really, so I can get into people's hands, and because I can only go out and see so many people each day, but if hopefully, you know, companies will buy this and kind of put it around their leaders, you know, we can speed up this process of people buying into the importance of emotions in the workplace, measuring them and understanding your impact on people. I think the second is I wanted them to see real life case studies. So it's all right saying it and talking about it theoretically, but what I love about the book actually as I go back through it is the case studies. You know, of course I'm going to say it's a good read, but really the bits that are the most exciting is when the clients talk about how they've used it and the impact it's had. And then I think the third way I hope it will help companies achieve their goals is actually show them the principles behind some of what will drive better levels of engagement, which will then ultimately lead people achieving the company goals because they'll be more productive and more kind of focused on that. And so some of the principles, like bringing much more transparency into the workplace, particularly around surveying, doing much more listening to employees through the way that you survey them rather than just once a year. So those kind of things, I think, will really help companies achieve their goals.
You've worked with a variety of different people in many different sectors. Do the results vary depending on which sector you work with?
You know what's again quite kind of interesting, because we've looked at this and we were expecting it to be because we do work across, you know, the financial services, the building construction, the public sector. So we're kind of across quite a number of different sectors. And what we found is no, actually people are people are people, and kind of the emotional side and the kind of being human isn't affected by the sector. It's kind of almost, we're seeing the same results through change, whether you're, so for example, you know, we use Heartbeat to measure how people are feeling through change. And we've done that with a media company. We've done it with a global bank. And actually, we found the journeys that they went on were really similar in terms of the emotions that they were feeling. The depth to which they felt some of that emotions was a little bit different, but that was probably more about the size of the change rather than the sector again. So, no, we're finding kind of humans tend towards the same emotions during different phases. The depth to which they feel them is what is different, and the length to which they feel them is different.
And finally, my last question is, what are your plans and objectives for Heartbeat in the long run?
Wow. So, you know, we are further on than I thought we would be. We're coming to the end of our third year in December, and we're in a place I actually didn't think we'd get to maybe another couple of years, which is some really big corporate companies and some great small companies as well who bought into Heartbeat and are using it on a regular basis. Truthfully, we are always changing. We are always evolving and adapting and moving forward. So one of the big things we're looking at is more and more what's called thematic. So one of the plans and objectives for Heartbeat is to really work on helping pull out the themes from people's free text answers. So rather than just kind of having to read through them, that you can actually understand the theme. We already are on that journey. We pull out the most representative sentences to free text questions, but we really want to pull out the themes. So when you ask an open question, It'll pull up and for the managers and for the leaders, here are the themes that came from it. That's kind of like gold standard. No one's doing it out there right now. We'd love to be one of the first. We do already the semantics, so kind of understanding the emotion, as we've talked about. But I guess one of the biggest plans and objectives are, obviously I want to see it used by more people. We want to keep going global as we are. But what I'm loving most of all is the genuine co-learning with our clients. So I love it when we go into kind of a new client and we start using it and we learn something new from working with them, just a different take or something that we can improve in the way that we're the heartbeat's working. And that to me is just really, really exciting because the tool is constantly and kind of the approach is constantly evolving as we go.
Fantastic. And with that, I would like to thank you very much for joining us today, Matt, on the podcast.
Thank you.
And for our audience, if you enjoyed today's episode, you can find links within the description below where you can find out more about Revolution in a Heartbeat. And of course, if you'd like to find out more about Matt and the Quest Agency, you can visit them at questagency.co.uk. And all relevant links will as well be in the description below. Thank you very much for joining us today. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode of LID Radio.